This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UNICEF calls for child-focused migration policies as 50 million children migrate globally. The United Nations Children's Fund has issued a comprehensive call for migration systems worldwide to prioritize children's rights, as new data reveals unprecedented numbers of young people on the move. The agency emphasizes that current policies often fail to address the specific vulnerabilities and needs of migrant children. 50 million children are migrants worldwide, according to UNICEF estimates. Children in migration by region, estimated distribution of migrant children globally, millions Asia-Pacific, 18.2 Europe and Central Asia, 11.8 m, Sub-Saharan Africa, 8.1 m, Middle East and North Africa, 6.0 m, Latin America and Caribbean, 2.6. Source, UNICEF, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Policy gaps leave children vulnerable. UNICEF identifies significant shortcomings in how migration policies address children's specific needs across different regions. The organization's assessment reveals that many countries lack adequate frameworks to protect migrant children from exploitation, trafficking, and family separation. Current migration systems often treat children as secondary considerations rather than recognizing their distinct rights and vulnerabilities. This approach contributes to increased health risks, educational disruption, and psychological trauma among young migrants. Healthcare access remains a critical challenge. Access to healthcare emerges as a fundamental concern for migrant children, with many facing barriers to essential services, including vaccinations, mental health support, and emergency care. The World Health Organization has documented how healthcare exclusion affects long-term development outcomes for these children. Integration of health services for migrant populations requires coordinated approaches between immigration authorities, healthcare providers, and child protection agencies. Research from institutions covered in migration health studies demonstrates the importance of removing administrative barriers to care. Education and social integration priorities. Educational continuity represents another crucial area where policy reform is needed. Many migrant children experience prolonged interruptions to schooling, affecting their cognitive development and future opportunities. UNESCO data indicates that educational gaps compound over time when children lack consistent access to quality learning environments. Social integration programs that address language barriers, cultural adaptation, and peer relationships prove essential for successful outcomes. Migration policies must shift from adult-centric approaches to frameworks that prioritize children's best interests, ensuring protection, healthcare access, and educational continuity. UNICEF Analysis of Global Migration Systems 2024. Key takeaways: 50 million children are currently migrants worldwide, requiring specialized policy approaches. Healthcare access barriers affect vaccination rates and mental health outcomes for migrant children. Educational disruption compounds disadvantages for young migrants across all regions. Policy coordination between immigration, health, and education sectors remains insufficient. Frequently asked questions: what makes children particularly vulnerable during migration? Children face unique risks, including family separation, trafficking, educational disruption, and limited access to healthcare. Their developmental needs require specialized protection measures beyond standard migration policies. How do healthcare barriers affect migrant children? Limited healthcare access leads to gaps in vaccinations, mental health support, and emergency care. These barriers can result in long-term developmental impacts and increased disease transmission risks. What policy changes does UNICEF recommend? UNICEF advocates for child-focused migration frameworks that ensure family unity, healthcare access, educational continuity, and protection from exploitation. These policies should prioritize children's best interests in all decisions. The implementation of child-focused migration policies requires sustained international cooperation and significant resource allocation. As global migration patterns continue to evolve, the protection of children's rights must become a central priority for governments worldwide, with measurable outcomes and accountability mechanisms to ensure effective implementation. Source: Migration systems and policies must uphold the rights of children, UNICEF.